This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Ten Commandments.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. The Ten Commandments, this is your brother Abdul Wahab Salim, and we're doing the number six, sixth commandment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. And now we are in verse number 152 from Surah Al-An'am. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا, and do not go close. Do not go close. Right when you hear this word, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا, you suddenly remember the previous example in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the same word as well. There's another commandment we looked at, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاحِشِ, do not go close to shameless acts. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا, don't go close to zina. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, do not go close to where? مال اليتيم, the wealth of the orphan. Why? Why use this same term that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala normally uses in the Qur'an for shameless deeds, normally uses in the Qur'an for zina? Because this is how harsh the outcome, this is how harsh the forbiddance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how harsh the commandment and hard the commandment, severe the commandment is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a person to avoid going close to the wealth of the person that is a yatim. Also because, you see, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about dealings of human beings with one another, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا, do not eat أموالكم, your wealth, بينكم, between you, بالباطل, without any justifiable means. Don't eat the wealth of one another. Don't steal from one another. Don't take the wealth of one another unjustifiably. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. But He uses the word eat. Why? And He uses over here, لا تقربوا, don't go close. There's a difference. Why? Because you see, when you go close to the wealth of a full-grown human being, the problem will actually occur when you actually get your hands on the wealth and eat it. Or you do something with it, you spend it in some way, right? That's when the problem will actually occur. You take the money, you spend it somewhere. That's when it will occur. Otherwise, the person will be there to fight back. You'll say, no, this is my money, you can't take this. However, if it's a yatim child, an orphan child, no parents, no fathers, no uncles, no one to take care of him, then who's going to take care of him? The person that is the guardian. And the guardian will be the one that will have access to his wealth. He can do whatever he want, and this young child, he can't tell him anything. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't even go there. I know it's really, really, tempting. There is no guardians for this person except yourself. There is no one to save this person's wealth except yourself. Don't even go close to it so you don't get tempted. Just as Allah tells you, don't go close to shamelessness so you don't get tempted and you actually fall into zina. So over here, don't go close to this wealth, because wealth and also, the human need towards sexuality, those two things are too intriguing to a man. They just, and a woman alike. We just cannot, prevent it from occurring if we go close to it. So Allah recognizes our psychology, tells us stay far, far away from it. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ, do not go close to the wealth of a child that is an orphan. إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, but what you can do is that you can do something good to it. Take the money. This yatim child, orphan child, he was a child of very rich family, from a very rich family. So they left him behind a fortune. You could take this money and invest it for him. You can put it in halal investments, and then when the child grows up, he can accrue the benefit of those halal investments. That's perfectly fine. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you here. إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّهُ. This is also a very important point over here. Until he reaches the أَشُدْ, until he reaches the point where now he can handle himself. Sometimes it's very, very difficult for you to give up a power that you have and you've had for a very, very long time. And that's why at times when children grow up, it's harder for parents to give in to the fact that now they have their own lives, right? Because the whole time the parent had the responsibility of the child and also had the liberty to do whatever he wants with the child. Command him this way, tell him not to do this, tell him to do this, tell her not to do, tell her to do. This is a liberty that people have, but it's a responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when they get past a point where no longer do you have to take care of their wealth, then move away. Let them do their own job. Let them, the orphan, you can't hoard his wealth. It's not yours. As soon as he gets to an age where he's able to do, he's able to transact in a proper manner, or she's able to transact in a proper manner, you walk away from the wealth and you say, here you go. You can give him some guidance. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ آنَسْتُم مِّنْهُمْ رُشْدًا فَادْفَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. When you end up seeing that they're rightly guided, i.e. they're able to transact properly, at that time you take the wealth and give it back to them. i.e. the point when you give the wealth back is when you see that they're able to transact, and even at that time you can still give them guidance because you still have in one way or another some guardianship upon them. So the point to take home over here is take care of the orphan. Why do I say this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about a very specific matter, because this specific matter was a phenomenon that was widespread within the pagan society. But He wants you to realize that just as I told you to take care of my own rights by not associating partners with me, the parents' rights by, you know, being very kind and gentle to them, by the children's right, by avoiding all forms of, you know, tyranny and all forms of transgression against the children, by the rights of all of the other rights that I've mentioned, similarly, I'm not forgetting that member of society that has no parents to take care of him, right? This child may say, well, you know what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the rights of the parents and the children. I'm in an equation where there are no parents. Allah remembers his rights as well. So go from today and remember the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أنا وكافر اليتيم كهاتين في الجنة. I and the person who takes care of the yatim are like these two fingers in Jannah. You will be close to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah if you take care of the yatim. It's very easy and it's not very expensive as well, but it is very, very fruitful on the Day of Judgment. It is a lucrative opportunity for you to invest. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.